Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 36 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, health, wholeness, soundness, wellness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Last week, we looked at five wonderful benefits of speaking in other tongues. We found, number one, that when we speak with other tongues, we speak unto God and we speak mysteries. That is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. Number two, we edify and build ourselves up when we pray with other tongues. This is found in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, and Jude 1 and verse 20. Number three, tongues with interpretation of tongues builds up the church. This is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 5. Number four, tongues are a sign to unbelievers. This is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 22. Then number five, the precious Holy Spirit prays and intercedes through us, for us, and others as we pray in other tongues. This is found in Romans 8, verse 26 and 27, and 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 and 15. Today, we want to emphasize that we must never get stuck on one move or operation of the precious Holy Spirit. The precious Holy Spirit can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. Let us look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 7, which says, Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Now, those same verses in the Voice translation says, Now, there are many kinds of grace gifts, but they are all from the same Spirit. There are many different ways to serve, but they're all directed by the same Lord. There are many amazing working gifts in the church, but it is the same God who energizes them all and all who have the gifts. Each believer has received a gift that manifests the Spirit's power and presence. That gift is given for the good of the whole community. Remember that we must never get stuck on one move or operation of the precious Holy Spirit. The precious Holy Spirit can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. Prayerfully, we will look at several examples of the different ways of how the precious Holy Spirit moves. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10 and verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with love, power, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.